4-HK.
Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Morning, Patrick.
Morning, East. Morning, Tom. And didn't catch to recognize the voice on the other one.
Oh, my God. You didn't recognize my voice? KB2HX. I'm so upset.
Yeah. The Northerner, you're really behind, Patrick. You're lagging.
My brain's not working yet, and he was quick on the trigger there. You know how them Northerners are.
The trigger, shit. I can't even talk. I'm laughing my head off. Good morning, gentlemen, and Bernice. KB2HX has mobile. Good Lord. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I guess I'm a Yankee, too, being from Kansas 15 years ago. But I'm an honorary immigrant, I guess, Dave. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to try to go to Costco's. The physical therapist wasn't overly anxious for her to try that. But you know these hard-headed Germans, Patrick.
One or two, but I do know they have those little motorized carts up there that she can use, too. So just a reminder of that.
I have several times. Go ahead, Dave.
And, lady, we're just out and about. We're going to pop in here in a second and get the oil change on her car and continue on our travels. So I'll let you two pick it up. I just wanted to pop in and say good morning.
I hope you and your wife have a good day and stay safe out there and enjoy the oil change.
Oh, yeah. No, the wife and I, we're having a good morning. We just bought a wood-burning stove from Foothills over here in Landrum, and it's going to be installed in a couple of weeks. It's on the way in, and we're going to have us a wood-burning stove in our house. Yay!
I haven't ever got to talk to your wife, but slap him around a little bit and straighten him out. We have a terrible time with him here, keeping him straight.
She almost drove off the road.
Because I have met her.
What's your Patrick?
Saying I'm sure she's over there laughing because I have met her. So I'm sure she found that pretty funny.
She almost drove off the road. Tom?
Well, these Japanese cars, I mean, it's pretty hard to drive off the road in them, I would think. I got my AI going, I guess you'd say. I use the cruise control quite a bit because I don't have screws in that foot. I got screws in my left foot, though, so that's my excuse.
You've got an excuse for something, right?
Well, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, have a good day. I'm going to bow out of here for a little bit. Tom, to take it. Patrick, have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. KB2HXS.
You're not working, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm so lucky to have a wife that's with me 99% of the time, even if she is a little rock-headed German, but I'm just a poor German. Pennsylvania Dutch is what I was told. But I don't get into the genealogy thing. Take care, Dave. Patrick, you're still resting, huh?
Dave, you and Miss Sally have a good day. And again, enjoy. And good to talk to you. KO4HK. And Tom, I am going up to Anchor to work here in a little while. So I'm not exactly resting. I'm just not on the route.
Get into my pocket here and get Bernice Tylenol here in a second. I got to get my belt back on. Take this box, Bernice. Well, that's good. As long as you're making money, that's what counts.
Money, I'm volunteering today. This is all volunteer work.
That's great, Patrick. Those people still need it, I'm sure. I'm trying to make out whether this is the Gestapo behind me or not. I don't think it is. Too old a car.
Okay. And Tom, yeah, there's still lots of needs up here. It changes day to day a lot still, but still mainly just warm weather and manpower. warm weather supplies.
Great to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while.
Tom, Bernice, Patrick, and Dave, and your wife, if you're listening. Now, I've not been much on the radio in a while. When I'm not working, I'm usually with Beth or doing something around the house. If she's there, you know, doing stuff. And so I haven't had a lot of radio time, but also rested my voice for a while. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope you're all doing well. And Tom, the only person I knew that used their left foot driving an automatic was somebody from Canada. I think that's the way they might teach them up there. So that's not an excuse.
Some boxes, guys. So Happy New Year to everybody. I forgot to say that, but... And Shane, what are you out and about today?
Right now. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger, this is N0TR for ID. I never heard tell of doing that. I think that would be highly dangerous to use your left foot. My left foot is fused, but I can move it slightly left and right. The right one's completely articulated. But I do like the cruise controls on these. You can set the distance you want to follow and all that. And I'm not using it now. I'm out on Gap Creek Road. And we're going to go over and pay our pittance over at Costco's, I guess. Bernice has got a list.
In that little Toyota car? All that list in that little Toyota car?
I wish this little Toyota car was a little bit smaller. I'd probably been just as well off with a Camry, but it would break a tradition of Avalon's, but it's plenty big, and I don't think she's got that much, Patrick, hopefully.
Take much to spend a lot of money at Costco, I know that. And I think it's funny to see people pull up, they'll buy an impulse buy, and then they're out there in the front with a little car trying to strap some big purchase on top of their roof or try to fit it in their trunk.
Comical sometimes. You just have to sit there and enjoy the show.
Yeah, the funniest one I seen the other day is the cops on patrol. They were stopping this guy, and he had a sofa on top of one of the little Nissan hard body trucks. He had a full size sofa strapped to the top of it. he should make it onto that world's dumbest driver's show.
Other countries, more of the third world countries, they can pack a lot of stuff on top of little vehicles. 10-4-ZLK.
When I see that, the only thing I can think about is the opening scene for Beverly Hillbillies.
That was a great show. And, you know, in the Philippines, you see a lot of that on mopeds and little bitty motorcycles. They have these huge things attached to them. And if you ever thought New York City was bad, you ought to drive in the Philippines. I didn't. We were in a rental car from Special Services from the Navy, or else in a jeepney. They convert these World War II jeeps. They got flags all over them. They're all painted wild colors. And when we was over there, that's primarily what they were driving for the taxi cabs.
What they can put on those vehicles. My oldest son spent a couple weeks in Peru on a trip, and they were in a bus riding around the city of Lima, and he said the vehicles would just scrape against each other making turns. They didn't care, they just scraped down the side. He said he was so close to other vehicles, like a bus, as they could reach out and shake hands with other people if they wanted to.
Nerve-wracking for us to move there and do something like that. I've never experienced it, so I can't comment on it one way or the other, but...
Well, GR, with the man on the mountain, well, I'll tell you what, it's like nothing I've ever seen, even here when Woodruff doesn't even compare to it, Patrick. I'm not kidding you. It's crazy. And then the motorcycles or the mopeds, and they got a lot of little Hondas and stuff that are years and years old. They're right out in the middle of that.
They follows any kind of traffic pattern or rules. It's just every man or woman for themselves and for ZLK.
Like driving in Greenville County?
And drive among us. They walk among us and drive among us. Well, I'll tell you, one of the best countries that I ever witnessed in driving was Germany and Austria. If you was on the Autobahn and you was in the fast lane, and if a car come up behind you, which was at points on it, it was unlimited the speed you could drive, they would flip their headlights behind you and or give a left turn signal, and you would move over. I never seen that fail. Very, very courteous. And my son-in-law said, if you know, one of them does mess up in Germany or that, you do not want to flip them off or do something like that, because they can just turn in your tag number and you'll be issued a citation, something along those lines. And then when you come into the cities or near them, all along the Autobahn they had cameras. And if you seen that flash go off, they'd mail you a ticket in 4ZLK to take it in 0GR.
They're pretty strict. They allow you a lot of freedom as far as speed and all that, but they're strict on any kind of anything you do wrong. So people are very courteous because of that, and I'm fine with that. I mean, I wish they were a little more strict on the driving over here as far as enforcing, not making more rules, just enforcing the ones we have, and for ZLK.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Shane. Just more enforcement of the rules we have would be great. But, gentlemen, I'm going to have to jump out, and Miss Bernice, y'all take care. Be careful over there, your trip to Costco, and don't overdo it. And but good to hear every one of you on the air, and Happy New Year. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, nice to hear you this morning as usual. But, Shane, the one thing that was distressing over there is all of the trucks are governed to like 55 miles an hour is about what it seemed like. Now, they didn't get out in that fast lane on the Autobahn or anything like that, but they could be a real pain.
Patrick, nice to hear you this morning. Hope you and Elise have a good day. Tom, that would be frustrating, and even as a driver, because 55 in these new vehicles that are quiet and airtight and ride so much better, 55 miles an hour does not seem very fast at all anymore.
And you just couldn't move the quantity of traffic we got around here. If they did that, it's just it would be a real pain. And there was lots and lots, you know, you was in the Alps a lot of times and in the mountains and that. Well, it was kind of like back in the 60s. Boy, there's a lot of traffic over here in Welford, isn't it, or something like that. But we're by that hot dog place over here along the way over to Spartanburg. It's always filled up. When you were in California, especially if you went up to the Big Sur or someplace like that where there's quite a bit of traffic, there was lots and lots of mountainous terrain, and you get behind a Volkswagen bus. I'll never forget that.
Don't really remember it, but I do know that, you know, the national speed limit used to be 55 on all the interstates back, what, late 60s, early 70s?
Absolutely. And it was a pain in the rear because some people abided by that, and other people, they just didn't care. And I'll never forget, Bernice got a ticket one time in her life, and she was hauling green for her mom over to Girard to the mill. and this highway patrolman stopped her for 61 miles an hour in a 55. And Bernice said, I was doing 55. And it was in a new Scottsdale Chevrolet truck that belonged to her mom. And it wasn't very far from the farm over to Girard, probably, what, 10 miles, Bernice? So anyway, our car and clocked it, and it was 6 miles an hour off on the Scottsdale truck. And so I went to Fort Scott, which was 25 miles up there and back. Another colored gear put in the transmission that fed that cable, and they documented that it was their fault. And they dismissed the ticket, but they made me pay $13 court costs. I think that was wrong. I was burnt. I wasn't with her. I'd have probably took the jail time. Not really, but you felt like it. Because why should you have to pay $13 for when she wasn't guilty?
On principle, don't you, Tom? Yeah, that didn't seem right. Anyway, nice to hear you this morning, you two. I've got to back into a dock here, so I'll need to put the mic down. I can pull into traffic when it clears enough where I can pull forward enough to back in. So I'll talk to you later. Be careful at Costco, and Miss Bernice, don't do too much. I hope your hip is healing well. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Yeah, we're over here where you turn on to 85. Before you get into Spartanburg, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Take care, Shane. And that was the hard-headed German coming out in me. N4ZLK, N0TR73.